Well, Mary, everybody knows you. Well, those people that are involved in GAA, because you were chairperson of Out of the Ballot for a number of years. And of course, it's your job then. You worked in the HSE for a number of years and you retired now, I believe.
I'm retired just 4.5 years, but the first 3 years of my retirement, I was chairperson of Out of the Ballot, and a very successful period at the time.
That kept you busy.
I sure did. Yeah. But I said 3 years and that was my limit, and I'm very happy that Bartle Sinnott took over there and things are going fairly well and we're looking forward to next year.
We both have a fondness of horses and of course we're members of the Wexford Racecourse Supporters Club, and anybody can become a member. It's €110 a year and that guarantees you free entry into every race and also guarantees you a meal, and there's a whole load of freebies with it. But more importantly, you're supporting your local racetrack because it's a huge industry in Wexford, isn't it? Horse racing.
Well, I think the horse racing itself and the point-to-point is obviously a huge industry, and we heard there tonight earlier that our own local trainers are, I suppose, fighting it, you could say fighting or contesting it for it to be the top trainer in the point-to-point field, and that's what it's all about, producing the ones for cross-country, and of course the English trainers come over and buy up, and that's good for everyone and it's knock-on effect, and there's a lot of lads, I see it there in the Ballock, see lads obviously coming back after riding out the horses in the local trainer's yard there. Dennis Murphy is up there on the hill in the Ballock, and of course you have Mick Goff and a number of them around. My involvement here at the Racecourse Supporters, I suppose it goes back to my father, my late father, who's passed on there in 2007. But I think when it started here, he must have been involved with, from the very get-go of the Supporters Club. And it was all about supporting this racecourse and trying to get more people in on the day and supporting the local races. So I suppose I just followed on and came along with himself and my late mother. And I'm just continuing the tradition, yeah.
Horses are a marvellous animal, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I did have a share in a horse there, Dusty Doolin, and we had great fun. We had two wins with her, and she had 3 seconds in point-to-points and eventually won one in South Kilkenny. And then we had two wins on the track and sold her on then. Didn't make big money, but sure, the fun was great, like, brilliant.
Whilst there's a lot of people protest about the jumps game, it's still the most popular in the Southeast about animals getting hurt and that, but horses were bred to race, weren't they? That's in there. They run wild, the Mustangs run wild in America, and so that's part and parcel of the horse's makeup. The horse was bred to actually run.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, the real people there are the jockeys. Like, I think they're absolutely so brave, it's unreal. And I know we hear about the top ones and how many bones, every bone in their body I think have broken at some time, but they're so brave and they have to be admired. And
going,
I know,
sport with an ambulance chasing them around.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Yeah, and now at the race course you have to have a proper road put in for the ambulance to go around the track on the inside. But Asher's great fun, and to be honest, when I was involved with the syndicate and with the horse, you would be worried in something that happened to the horse. As long as they come back and say, well, what do you think today? Of course you put a few bob on it, but you say, as long as they come back okay. And that's the way every trainer, breeder, supporter, as long as they come back okay. But unfortunately, in any game, there can be, even in any sport, field sport or anything, you can pick up a serious injury, unfortunately. But sure, look, at life goes on.
And how did you get involved here in the track here, Mary?
Well, as I said, I do like the racing game, but it's mainly Tramore, bit of Leopardstown, Punchestown and Wexford. Maybe Galway for 2 days. And I'd look in at the racing channel now and again. But I wouldn't be having a flutter every day or every week for that matter. But I just like the horses. And I suppose, again, it's just a family thing. Apparently, my late father's family, the Donoghues, and my grandfather in Kilmacoe, they called it flapper races at the time. And
remember the flappers?
Well, I don't remember that, but
yeah,
I suppose
do.
That's technically
it shows you how old I am.
Yeah. And seemingly they had very good ponies and horses in my father's family. And I remember my dad with mares and, yeah, foals, yeah.
When we talk about racing, we should always stress that be careful about betting, because it is a problem. Gambling is a problem. We look upon it as a sport and we're strictly talking about it as a sport. There's no harm to have a a little flutter, but just be careful, and we should stress that all the time when we're talking about horse racing. But there's been a lot of developments here in the last 5 years in Bettyville. The track being turned to go left to right was definitely the most important development, and now the top trainers are bringing the horses here. Because just to explain to our listeners, Wexford is a grade 2 track, so we don't get grade 1 races.
We did have a big race there at the October meeting, but yes, the track, that was the first thing to have it go, and so you have an uphill finish. There was concerns about the downhill finish, and I even remember one day I went back into the members bar thinking I had a first and a second, and someone said no, one of the horses didn't finish, unfortunately, coming down the hill for whatever reason. But look, and the track has been widened down at the left hand side, down at, as we call it,
the town side.
It was a little bit tight there, so the fields had to be a bit restricted. But now they have widened that. Plus, the Wexford County Council are doing a great job as regarding the retention and the water tanking, because there was an issue. It wasn't a race course problem, but it was, and they've dealt with it and put it in. So we, as well as the water that they had been pumping, we have the facilities now to make sure the track was watered during the summer. And with the result that we had racing every day, and we have the top trainers coming here, and they won't bring their horses to any old track. You have to have the right ground, and that's why I just want to take this opportunity to compliment the management and the grounds people here for the way they have the track.
Wexford Racetrack is privately owned. It has a board and it has directors. So the Wexford Racing Supporters Club supplement the efforts and basically help the track to help the whole place to develop, and like getting sponsorship for races and sponsorship and helping with the development. And there are plans for further development on some of the buildings around the place to improve the facilities for the punters.
Yeah, well, like anything, we had Brian Kavanagh here about 3 years ago, and he outlined a proposal for the development
of the HRI,
Horse Racing Ireland. He outlined a proposal for the upgrading of the members bar and the open bar there on the left-hand side as you're coming down along to the parade ring. But I suppose, like anything, money was a bit scarce. But look, I suppose you have to creep before you walk, and we still have our foot on the pedal, and we look forward to improving the facilities there. But the Racecourse Supporters Club was really, I suppose, set up to raise awareness, and like, I'll be looking to try and get more people in just to support it. And then naturally they might say, oh God, there's races on in Wexford, we must go in. It's about getting
people. It's a great day out, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's about getting people at the track, the atmosphere, and people say, God, that was a good day out, you know, type of thing. But I'm very strong on, and I know the dates are set for racing for the year and for 2020, but I feel Wexford being in the sunny southeast, I think the Friday even one or the Saturday one are very important race meetings, especially for hen parties or stags or for any weekend away, and say, well, what's on in Wexford, and get them down. So I think it lifts all ships, and it's good for the economy.
Good news in that too. One of the Wednesday evenings now is going to move to Friday evening next year.
Yeah, and we did raise that, the supporters club raised that with the management, with Michael Murphy, our manager, and he would be involved with, obviously, he wouldn't have the full say, but at least he'd be raising it, and I'm very glad to see that has been responded to. Overall, the supporters club, we have our membership, which is very, very good value. It's for the full package, which is admission to all the races, a race card on the way in, which is £3 a go. You have return, like with Tramore, Navan, Fairy House, I think. There's free days, show your membership card, and you get in there as well. So it's very good, and a free meal, one free meal during the racing year, so which is worth 12 or 15 euro, something like that. So there's very good value for 110 euro. But if you just want to pay the supporters thing, 55 euro. But out of that, we always have a few bob, and we help like with replacing fencing or anything that come up. If we can help at all, we help out.
Looking forward to it, Mary. It's now that you're retired, it'll be much easier, I say, than being chairperson of Bowler the Ballock.
I do envisage it being a little bit easier. And I have to say that Timmy Nolan from Oil Gate has been chairperson for the last 3 years. And
he's a right one, as they say.
He has, and he's great ideas, and he's going to remain on the committee anyway for the foreseeable future. And I'll be latching onto him anyway for this year. And Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the best of luck with it, Mary. Nice
Thanks
to talk to you. And
Thanks
have a nice
much.
Christmas.
And Happy New Year as well.